wondering, I'm not a lord, so.
Giving a shiur on the halachas of Pesach Seder, which was the title of the shiur, which I'm in a substitute for, is never easy because everyone basically knows the halachas of Pesach Seder, which is actually very similar to the challenge of giving a Pesach Seder, because everyone already knows the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But nonetheless, the mitzvah of Igadol Avincha applies equally and it's got to be done in a way where attention of the audience is captured and people aren't sitting there and wanting to leave already, get on with the suda. I hope you got supper already. Let's see what we can do over here. Halacha, there's a mitzvah to have red wine. Red wine poses a problem because there's a halacha of tzviya on Yom Tov HaZoyeh on Shabbos. And even tzviya derech lichluch, if you color something, even in a manner of clearing up, clean something up, derech lichluch, dirtying something, it's also a problem of tzviya. If you're using white serviettes, they're not disposable, you know, expensive linen white serviettes, you have a problem cleaning up wine. Because you make the serviette red because you're using red wine. So using white wine, you don't have a problem because it doesn't color the serviette. If you're using a color serviette, that's not called tzviya because it's color to color. You take a white serviette and you make it red, even though it's derech lichluch, it could be a problem. So it's better to use either disposable serviettes or to use colored serviettes. But non-disposable white serviettes is a problem of tzviya derech lichluch, which is a melacha de rabbanon.
White,
the problem is white is not colored yet. Colored. It's waiting to be colored, so you're coloring it red. If you get yellow wine, make it red, it starts ruining the color. Okay, I'll go on it. Permanent serviettes, non-disposable ones, are problematic. If you have disposable serviettes, certainly use them. If you don't get them, because it does solve a lot of problems. There's always issues of, you know, just wiping your hand, whatever it is, to make sure you don't get Haggadah covered in wine. So get disposable serviettes, solves many, many problems.
Why is dispersion
not a problem? Because it's not tzviya, it's going in the garbage. Or tzviya is only something which is permanent. Something disposable, there's no problem with tzviya. It's not, you know, not colouring anything, it's going in the garbage. Alright. Magid. Tachlis of Magid. Magid is Begatel Vincha. You've got to give over the sort of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's done question and answer. So you've got the Manishtana. The Manishtana needs to be said by somebody. Does everybody have to say it? Probably not. Because once someone said it, then you're ready to give the answer. The Iker Be'etzim is, once you have the questions, the floor is given over to give the answer. Some people think everyone says it. If everybody around the table knows the Manishtana already, because they're all adults, then Be'etzim, whenever someone says it, there's a chiddush in saying it, because you already know what's going on. If the children are saying it, the Chorin one children should say it, because why is the second child saying it? Because it's not mechadish anything, because they don't know anti-moist of anything. So Tamidich and Chorin together, Taka do say, because there's a chiddush in the questions itself. Mashenka, the song is very simple, just knows the posh manish fan and sings the song, doesn't know what's going on. The choir, every extra person is unnecessary, and it could be a waste of time because you manage to regard the vincha. On the other hand, you manage to keep the audience's attention. If the children want to give their, you know, this is their stage and they want to hear, and the father's talking to the children, then forget the children should say they feel they're also a relevant part. The youngest one is just by default give the youngest one because they're normally the least interested. But anyone gives it over to Manish Tana, you yoytze. Once Manish Tana is given over, then the mitzvah is the Gadol Vincha. The Gadol Vincha is not just schmoozing about the Seder Yonim. It's a very specific mitzvah, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We start off Avodim HaYinu Lefar Rabbi Mitzrayim. That is a machloikis. Is that an answer to the fourth question? Or to all four questions? The mitzvah echod is, why do we lean? We lean because we were slaves, and it's a sign of chayus. Chayus is leaning. Leaning means, doesn't just mean, slightly to the left. The Ramaz, Meduyik, he says, what's the meaning? He says, afilu oni, even a poor person, she'ein loy kovah, no cushions, should still lean. Mashma for the Ramah, you need a cushion. If a person has a cushion, not an oni, then you should take a cushion to do a seba on. The best way is either have a chair with arms. If you don't have a chair with arms, turn your chair 90 degrees so the back is on the side. You put a cushion there, you can lean that way. It's supported. Leaning without support is like a tircha. It's not the decheus at all. Probably not yotze. So again, leaning is a machloikis during magid. Some say you should lean, some say you shouldn't lean. Definitely abakoisis, you meant to lean. Matzis, for sure you meant to lean. And atikoim, you're for sure meant to lean. You're not yotze matzah if you don't lean. Abakoisis depends which ones. Different minhagim, people do. But again, leaning has to be done the derechos in a way, so with the cushion, chair at 90 degrees, that's the way to do it. Don't lean too far, because that's also not derechos, that's just an inconvenience. Women leaning, there are days women can be makel on leaning. Certainly, if they don't want to lean, yesha malismoich, men should lean. There's not much of a machloikis. Some people say in lot chayus nowadays that psak is not makubal. If it's an answer to all four questions, all the four questions are basically the contrast. We mitzad echad we're doing chayus, mitzad sheni we're doing avdus because we've got the moror. And you've got the dipping in, which is the kapas, and the charoisis. The two inyonim blended in the whole time. That is be'etzem what Yitzias Mitzrayim was. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim, centers around Yitzias Mitzrayim. That point in time, when it was a Yitzia, they went out from Mitzrayim, from their borders. Yitzias are going out, Mitzrayim is fence, you're fenced in. That transition is be'etzem what the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is. So the Meir Rabbi Gamliel says, what's the Iker? Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. Why Pesach, Matzah, and Morah? Pesach was Makas B'choyret, Posach, the Baruch Shalom passed over. That was the catalyst where Paris said, okay, get out. So that Pesach was then, that was the end of the Mitzrayim. That was when it was over. Matzah was when they got out, because the Matzah was, because they were ready on the way out. They didn't have time to think, so that was the going out. So Pesach and Matzah, that is the transition period. So Ragamil says, that is Leikuba. The Esamak was, the nine Makas anyway, was Hachona. The ship was Hachona to get to this point of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that is the Iker Mitzvah, the Sipur of Pesach and Matzah going out. Moreover, why is more a part of it then? Rabbi Yochanan speaks out the Yisoid in Halal. We say, Oy Dechva Hashem Ki Ani Soni. We give thanks to Hashem, He afflicted me, and it was a Yeshua. So he asks, why do you give thanks to Hashem for the affliction? Forget about it. History. I got out, I'm free, good. He says, no, we don't have PTSD about Mitzvahs and Hashem. Daket, the bigger the Inui, the bigger the suffering, the bigger the Shibud, then the bigger the Yeshua that comes as a result. So therefore, the only way to appreciate exactly how much of Yeshua it was we understand how bitter the matzah was beforehand. And the more bitter the matzah is, then the bigger the Yeshua is. A person has a small problem, so a small solution solves the problem. A person has a huge problem, it's a huge solution. So the bigger the problem the Mitzrayim was, the bigger we can appreciate what the Yetziyah Mitzrayim was. So the job on Pesach Seder is to emphasize the Gatal Vincha, how severe the problem of Inui was, how much we were afflicted, and therefore how much was necessary to have the Nisim, Mitzrayim, which brings a Hallel. How much is Hallel? How much Hallel do you have to say in Yitzchak, which we do before eating? Either up to Eim Avon Mismecha, or Chalamish Lamayin Oimayin. The Baal HaDrush say, what's Pshat? So because Eim Abon Misneicha is because we know the men sitting around, the women are generally in the kitchen, they're worried about the Shulchan Aruch, getting the soup right, everything, but that, they come and rush in for a Rabban Gamliel, go out again. No, that's not the Te'elis. The Tachlis of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is that they should be want to give Hallel, not just the men, the children, even the women. Eim Abonim Semecha, the women also have to get to a Daga where they feel The Yitzia Mitzrayim took place, and therefore they want to also say Hallel. The Hallel is a direct follow-on. It's not just another mitzvah. It's a Hallel that should be an automatic inspiration to give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam because he took us out of Mitzrayim. To do that, you've got to be gathered in Bincha properly. Say over the story properly. It's not a time for pipulim. It's not a time for hakirism. When's man Kriyas Rosh Hashachris was? That's not the Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim. If children come home with a bunch of Dibrei Torah and the arts and crafts, the next day is fine. By day, Yom Tov by day. By night, the mitzvah is the father to say over to the child, not the child to chime in. Again, you want to keep the children's attention? Fine. But the ikur is the father, the person who's giving the seder, should be giving over this story. It's brought down from the Kadmonim even, a person should take time before Pesach, go through the Midrashim, go through the Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim, have what to say. There's so much material to dramatize it and make it clear. The bigger the Inuit, the bigger the Yeshua. That's got to be clear. If that's not clear, it's just passing the time, getting through the words, you're not Yaitzer. Because if people don't feel an inspiration or reason to want to say Hallel afterwards, it's Favasa. The whole thing is diluted. You're missing the whole boat. Pesilo says, Chalamish Lamayim, why was Chalamish is a dry rock? People who attack are normally not inspired by anything. They're cold fish, nothing. They too need to feel the need to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Taku was been an Inuit, it was a matzav of where Klal Yisrael were in a major tzara. And the Ribbono Shel Olam took them out of it. He got an Esther Makkos to speak about. But again, the Iker is focused on that Baal HaSeder has to be giving over with enthusiasm. Give the message over. This is what happened. The Gatavina, that is the Ikra Mitzvah of the Seder. Everything else is Be'etzim around that. That is the Tachlis we're trying to get to. Pesach Matzah Morer, another reason why Rabbi Gamliel says you need these few things is because Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Now, even though normally Tach we pass in many things, Mitzvah Einan Tzrichas Kavana, the marshal twilling, you get away with it, but that's because you twilling. Well, why else are you putting on these black boxes in the morning? Like, what are you doing it for? So therefore, behalf of your ma'aser tells me you're doing a mitzvah. Mashenkin eating, well, you eat because you're hungry sometimes. So there's nothing muchach in the mitzvah itself, the eating itself, that you're doing the shame mitzvah. So Mameir of Gamliel says, make sure first, before you eat, you got to know why am I eating Pesach, Matzah Umor. I'm eating it. Why? And why am I eating these things? Because that way you get the mitzvah Shechas Kavanah. So it's equal in the mitzvah and also Nachilas Matzah, Chilas Morah, to know why you are doing that. So that's Nochab Pshat, why Rav Gamliel says these are mitzvah. You're not Yoitzeh. Either not Yoitzeh regard to Levincha, or maybe you're not Yoitzeh the Achilas of Leo Pesach. But you got it, but these three, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, are the equal in the Seder, or the mitam regard to Levincha, or the mitam the mitzvah Shechas Kavanah. Leimor is tied to say over. If a person should be able to give over the message so clearly that the recipient himself is capable of saying over what they've heard. Leimor. So now if a person just sits there quietly, nodding, the child or whoever is listening to the Seder should be able to afterwards have the enthusiasm to want to say over, the capability to say over what they've heard. It's so dramatic, it's so alive. That is what happened during Yitzhak getting out of Mitzrayim. Moitzi matzah, we know we don't have anything with the matzah, you don't even have salt. Person has to eat the matzah straight to get the tam matzah, why not any salt? Alpi Drush to say, because salt is something which preserves. So normally when a person eats, so a person says the food goes through the system and it's there and it's, it goes in and goes out the end and it's finished, over. Matzah, when a person has salt, you magbia, you make the achila, doba shebglusha, last lo osid, why? Because it comes doba nitzchi. On Pesach, by now, eating the matzah itself is also doba nitzchi mitzvah by itself. It doesn't need melach salt to preserve it, because it's preserved anyway, a person does it in the correct way. Again, the shame, matzah smitzvah. Chatzois is a big issue. The Afikoyman should be eaten before Chatzois. Avad people like taking a long Seder, and there is a true of Avnei Nezer to me. The Avnei Nezer has an Eitzah, which is well known. The Avnei Nezer says, if a person is missing Chatzois, what he can do is, weighs up to, before Chatzois, take a Kazayis Matzah, eat the Matzah, the Shem Mitzvah Afikoyman, and make a Tanai. If Taki, it's the Mitzvah of Chatzois, the Ikuba. So fine, that means after Chatzos, the mitzvah is gone. So there's no problem after eating after Pesach and Avikoyman. So I can eat afterwards. So then eat one Avikoyman just before Chatzos, and eat one again after the meal, wherever you're up to. Be'ikra din, a person should try and finish his apikomen before chatzos. It's b'di'evet to flow lozach on avnezer. Not everyone likes avnezer. People do use it, and you know, as the whole shot, you know, should you, you know, mitzvah the wife to, you know, get on with the meal, hurry up, and this and that. Before, if you plan it beforehand properly, you may cancel, miss out the dessert, whatever it is. But if you can get chatzos, it's a very big inyan to make chatzos. It's not just like a chumrah. It is be'ek and ikra mitzvah. Mitzvah has to be before. A mitzvah's mitzvah has to be before a chatzos. And ikra mitzvah is apikoimin, because after that, a person wasn't allowed to make matzah before chatzos, you don't make the bracha al achilas matzah after chatzos. That's how a kuba chatzos is. And the ikra mitzvah is apikoimin, because of ein maftirin. I saw brother in what's ein maftirin, ematach ha-pesach apikoimin. That was the shtickle of Yitzchak Avinu, of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu came a little seder to Yitzchak with two kabonis. He gave him Hagigah on the Pesach. Why did he give him the Pesach? Because once he's eating that candy afterwards, so when Esav comes, I can't eat anymore. I've already had the kabonis, it's too late. So Eimah Tarech Bezi, you can't eat anything after the kabonis and have the taste of the matzah in your mouth. Can you have a drink? Water you're allowed to have. Fizzy water is allowed to have. A person's stock. You know, a light, you know, a water which is, you know, flavored with, you know, lightly flavored with apple juice or that, the poison can also let. It doesn't really take away the taste of Avikoimen. Coca-Cola is a big shy, it's a very quite strong taste. But a person basically, water is allowed, not a problem. A person has too much alcohol, it's a good idea to have water. It stops you, maybe you can get up early for shakli this morning, you don't get a hangover, and that, like I mentioned, the howl in the morning as well, good. It's good for the second night as well. Ikra mitzvah of Seder Uzlaman to Sapi Bozai Mincha Ben Mincha says in Makas, says the beginning of Makas Arbe. Beginning of Makas Arbe, it says the reason the whole of the Makas is why? Because you should pass on Sapi Bozai Mincha Ben Mincha. The question is, why does this posuk appear Davka by Makas Arbe? There's something in Makas Arbe which, from all of the makas, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives over the message, this is the makkah when you have to learn a limud to pass on to Doer Achador the whole Maaseh Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's special about Makas Arbe? Meichetes Arbe, from any other makkah, is the one where the Iker Mitzvah, this is what the Doer Doers, this is what we that time Kiyan Hashem, this is the Yisoid of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the answer is Kenzai. Because we know that the Gula Sidas brought down will be Me'en Gulas Mitzrayim. Gulas Mitzrayim is a moshul. Gulas, that's why attack Gula Sida, the needs will be much greater even than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach we bottle. Another similarity which is going to be by Gula Sida to Yetzias Mitzrayim is we know that Chamushim Ol Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. It said beginning of Bishalach, only a fifth, or maybe a 50th, maybe only 2% of Yisrael got out. One to the other 80 or 98%. So, they got killed. Why did they get killed? Because they didn't want to leave. We know the Klal Yisrael's triumph, if you want, was Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Be'eretz Lo Yisrael. They were willing to give up everything to leave. The others, they could be stay taka gans feiner balabatim in Mitzrayim. But the Rosh Hashanah is not good enough. You gotta want to give up everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving makkah achar makkah to the Mitzrayim. So the Yidden should see, listen, there's Toiv and there's Ra. Ra gets punished. You got to get the lesson. Tzapev, Yidatim, Kiyen, Hashem. One makkah achar makkah, another one. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim. Why? B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, B'nei Ahuvai. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's coming during Choshech. Bashlem knows on Choshech, Klal Yisrael, who do not want to leave, will not leave. They're going to be stuck in Mitzrayim, they're going to have to die in Choshech. Arbe was the last chance. That was the last makkah before the death that took place in the Choshech. So it was incumbent on Klal Yisrael, anyone take the Musa then, that was the last chance. As well now, also looking forward to the Gula Sida, a person has to give over the message to his time. Everyone's ready, I'm willing to leave Golos. Give up everything. But that Bechina of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, we need to have that same Bechina now. A person that works, the Seidim, understands this attack of the Inui, attack of the Yishuv, that less a person is able to take that and pass it on, that will take a zechus for us all to have a gula sidur mehir yomei.